For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. It is Wednesday morning. Good morning. Hope you're having a great week out there. I want to thank our new partners who have been writing in. It's very exciting to me. I can't wait to meet you. Please try to come to some of our meetings. We are everywhere around the Southeast Louisiana. So I can shake your hand, so I can thank you in person. In the meantime, it means the world that you are signing up to join us. We have great plans to expand, really honestly, to further be able to assist you. And we want to become a great resource center, having tools available. In addition to reaching the homeless, I have a heart for the homeless. Helping the widow in need when we hear of the widow's needs. Helping teenage girls and young adults everywhere we go. So I thank you for that. Please continue to go to the website, AnnaDonahueMinistries.com, and click the partnership menu button. Also, December 13th, that's going to be a great Christmas luncheon. We want you there. What a time to bring someone to. Those are filling up greatly. We have tables. People are bringing friends. I love it. And then January 17th at the Sheraton Hotel, number 4 Galleria Boulevard in Metairie. Join us for a New Year's Word. Glory. Talking all week about remembering the right things, not the wrong things. Especially, man, you know, these holidays will do this, but I want you to do it every day. But at Thanksgiving, remembering the good. Not just the bummers, not just the hard part you're going through. We all go through hard stuff. Are you kidding me? But in the same breath, yes, address it with God. But keep the Thanksgiving going. Keep remembering, keyword, of what has happened. We left yesterday talking about in Numbers 11, 1 through 6, the children of Israel. We remember, keyword, the fish, which we ate freely in Egypt, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, the garlic. Uh-oh, but verse 6, now they're remembering the wrong thing. But now our whole being is dried up. There's nothing at all except this manna before our eyes. Man, but we've done it. They remembered the bummer right there, but they had forgotten the bondage. They quickly forgot God was delivering, present tense, them. They forgot they had cruel taskmasters. They were remembering Egypt with the smells of the leeks and the garlic and the onions, but forgetting the awful treatment. God was trying to bring them out, but they were lapsing back based on their memories. Come on, remember the right things. In Matthew 15, Jesus had just fed the 4,000. Makes me laugh, but I've seen myself do what I'm about to say. Just one chapter later, the disciples are in the boat. Jesus is warning them about the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. The disciples, forgetting that he had just fed the 4,000 out of a miracle, said, "Oh, he's bringing up leaven. He must be talking about bread and that we need bread right now to eat." Mercy. Jesus is like, wait, what? I'm not talking about physical bread. I'm talking about the leaven of the sin of the Pharisee, the hard-heartedness, the judgmentalism. Stop, you know. They had quickly forgotten that if Jesus wanted bread, he could make bread. He did it for the 4,000. They instantly went back into the natural. You see what I'm saying? That's the danger. I believe if you keep a thankful heart, it helps you to remember the good and not just the bad. More tomorrow on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.